Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 4, The Appearance of Sri Narada, Part 2, Text 14 through 33, Vyasadeva's Dissatisfaction. Sutta Goswami said, when the second millennium overlapped the third, the great sage Vyasadeva was born to Parashara in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of Vasu. Once upon a time, as the sun rose, Vyasadeva took his morning ablution in the waters of the Sarasvati and sat alone to concentrate. The great sage Vyasadeva saw anomalies in the duties of the millennium, as this happens on the earth in different ages due to the unseen forces in the course of time. The great sage Vyasa, who was fully equipped in knowledge, could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the age. Vyasa could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would thus be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus Vyas contemplated for the welfare of men in all statuses and orders of life. Vyasadeva saw that the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas were means by which the people's occupations could be purified. And so to simplify the process, Vyas divided the one Veda into four in order to expand them among men. The four divisions of the original sources of knowledge, namely the Vedas, were made separately, but the historical facts and authentic stories mentioned in the Puranas are called the fifth Veda. So after the Vedas were divided into four divisions, Paila Rishi became the professor of the Rig Veda, Jaimini the professor of the Sama Veda, and Vaishampayana alone became glorified by the Yajur Veda. The Samantu Muni Angira, who was very devotedly engaged, was entrusted with the Atharva Veda, and my father Romaharsham was entrusted with the Puranas and historical records. All these learned scholars in their turn rendered their entrusted Vedas unto their many disciples, grand disciples, and great-grand disciples, and thus the respective branches of the followers of the Vedas came into being. Thus the great sage Vyasadeva, who is very kind to the ignorant masses, edited the Vedas so they might be assimilated by less intellectual men. Out of compassion, the great sage Vyas thought it wise that this would enable men to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus, Vyas compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharata for women, laborers, and friends of the twice-born. O twice-born Brahmanas, still his mind was not satisfied, although Vyas engaged himself in working for the total welfare of all people. Thus the sage Vyas, being dissatisfied at heart, at once began to reflect, because Vyas knew the essence of religion. And so Vyas said within himself, I have, under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Shudras, and others, such as the Brahma Bandhu or friends of the twice born, can see the actual path of religion. But I am feeling incomplete, though I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. King Bab Bhagavata Dharma Na Prayena Nirupita Priya Paramahansanam Ta Eva Hi Achyuta Priya. So this may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to the perfect beings and to Achyuta, the infallible Lord Himself. As mentioned before, Narada reached the cottage of Krishna Dwaipayana Vyas on the banks of the Sarasvati, just as Vyasadeva was regretting his defects. And at the auspicious arrival of Sri Narada, Srila Vyasadeva got up respectfully and worshipped Narada, giving him veneration equal to that given to Brahmaji, the engineer creator. Recorded December 21, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindu Rama Srimadhusudana Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindu Rama Srimadhusudana Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindu Rama Srimadhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
End of chapter 4.